Welcome to Brown Girls and Mental Health Podcast, where we persist relentlessly towards our healing, where we have the tough conversations with love, laugh through the pain, and dig deep. Come on in the room. Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 3 of Brown Girls and Mental Health Podcast. Y'all, today's episode, I was praying before I was going to start, because I had planned to talk about managing friendship loss. And I said, God, thank you for keeping me alive. And I got stuck on that. And I said it again. God, thank you for keeping me alive. And my eyes started to water. And I was just thinking about how immensely tough this week was. And thinking about the fact that nothing else matters, right? So managing friendship loss, like talking about anything else is irrelevant. Like if you're not here anymore, I don't know if this is anybody else's battle or struggle, but when my life gets really challenging, and honestly, I think I can relate it to when I'm on the cusp of greatness, right? So when there's big impact happening or when God has me on an assignment, the enemy does this thing where he really tries to get in my head and tell me that there's no point in me being here. Nobody cares. And it's too hard for you. You can't do it. So why are you even trying? And sometimes I believe those words. And I know that he has no real power in the earth. But he can whisper in your ear. And that whisper, a lot of times, is detrimental to your well-being and your mental peace and overall health. And so when I was praying, God, thank you for keeping me alive, I just was thinking about the times this week that he was in my ear and I was believing what he was saying. But I have a tool for you all that I have started using, and it sounds so obvious, but when I start to feel like I can't make it anymore, God, this is the end for me, I literally tell Satan to leave. Literally, like I'll be sitting in the pits of my despair, laying across my bed, thinking about outrageous stuff. But I'm at the point now where I could recognize that it's the trick of the enemy. He's a one-trick pony. He does the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. And before it was like, oh, I'm just depressed, or, you know, this is my thorn, right? So this is the one thing that makes me not normal or makes me, you know, feel unworthy, right? It's these thoughts that go through my head and what feels like an inability to manage stress in a way that doesn't end in me thinking about how to not be here anymore. But it's nothing but a trick of the enemy, and we have to recognize it as that, because we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, period. We're wrestling against spirits, principalities, the enemy. He has a plan to end our lives. Do you understand that? And I know this sounds like, okay, girl, like you going off the deep end. But what I'm telling you is it's not a game. He wants to end my life. Do you hear what I'm saying? God has so much for me and the plan for my life and the impact that it'll have on other people is so massive and inexplainable and so great. That the enemy for years has made up his mind, I gotta keep her down. I gotta stop her. If I can stop her before she starts, if I can convince her that she's not good enough to do it, if I can convince her that nobody cares, if I can convince her that it doesn't matter what she's doing, nobody will get what's inside of me. And what's inside of me is a lot of power. What's inside of me is God's word. What's inside of me is hope for other people. And he wants to stop me before I can really get going. But what I've been doing, when I hear that voice or I start to feel like this is the end. This is really just too much. It's just too much. I speak to the enemy and I say, you have to leave. It's time for you to go. I rebuke the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. You have to leave my home. I rebuke the spirit of suicidality. You have to leave. And when I tell you, it sounds, I sound like somebody's grandma maybe, but listen to me. When I started speaking to that thing, the quickness with which it gets up out of there, and I'm not talking just, God, you know, I'm suffering. Please help me. Like that too, right? But I've got to talk to that devil and tell him to go. Because when I talk to him, he has no choice. When I say leave, that's the power that God has given us. When we tell him to leave, he has to go. And I think about how this can be applied to so many things in our lives, right? Maybe it's addiction. Maybe it's anxiety. Maybe it's fear, right? But if you can recognize it, and say, this is a trick of the enemy. He's trying to get in my mind. And the fact that he's trying to get in my mind means I have something to offer the world. Means there's something inside of me that he doesn't want to reach anybody else because he knows it will further the plan of God. What I'm saying is, we got to start speaking to those mountains and telling them to move. We have to. He gave us the power to do that. He told us that that's our right. Whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth will be loose in heaven. Is that the scripture? Let me check. Matthew 18:18. I'm not finna sit up here and lie to y'all. Truly, I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Let me find the scripture where he says, that if you talk to that mountain and tell it to move, it has to move. Hold on. Let me find a scripture. Here we go. We on it. Mark 11:23. For assuredly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will come to pass, he will have whatever he says. He will have whatever he says. We got to talk to the mountain, tell it to move. The mountain for me is thoughts of suicide. That's my mountain. The desire to end my life is my mountain. Maybe that's not your mountain. Maybe yours is immense fear, right? We got to talk to that mountain and tell it to move and believe it in the depths of our heart that because we said it, it's going to happen. And guess what it has to do? He said we could tell the mountain to get in the sea. You tell the anxiety to leave you. You got to go. This is a trick of the enemy. You have to leave. And guess what it has to do? It has to get up out of here. And the enemy doesn't want us to know the power that we hold with just our tongue and our faith. And the faith is a big part of it. You have to really believe when you say, I rebuke the spirit of anxiety. God, I'm not afraid. You did not give me the spirit of fear. Fear, I command you to leave my heart right now. When you say that thing and you mean it, guess what has to happen? Fear is a spirit. It has to leave you. Do you want me to read it again? A mountain. You know how big a mountain is? He said we could put it in the sea with our belief. Talk to your mountain. Whatever your mountain is. I don't know. It's lots of mountains. Whatever your mountain is, if you know it's a spirit and it's not of God, you already hold the power that you need to tell it to leave your life. Is it a one-time fix-all? Baby, no. It's going to try to come back, of course. It doesn't want you here. It doesn't want you fulfilling God's purpose for your life. So it's going to double back. But guess what? You have the power. It's in you. You have the power to tell it to leave, and it has to go. And you know what this makes me think about? It makes me think about, like, what else is it that we have the power to do that we don't tap into because maybe we don't have the faith, right? What else are we capable of? And I'm speaking to you here alive because I spoke to my mountain and I told it to move. So I know that it works. I'm not telling you any lies because I'm here still. I'm a living witness that it works when you tell it to leave. I've done it with anxiety. My heart starts beating fast. I'm just overtaken with anxiety. And I spoke to it. And I said, you have to go. You have to leave my body right now. And it left. It left. Do you hear what I'm saying? You hold that power within you today, right now. Belief is a big part, though. You got to believe. And that can be the challenging part. But it can happen for you any day of the week. I encourage you to try it out in some area of your life this week. Step one is to recognize the spirit. What is it? What is it? What's your mountain? Step two, muster up deep belief that it can leave you. Step three, talk to that spirit and tell it to leave. And watch God work. I won't prolong this podcast to try to get, you know, more minutes, more time, whatever the case may be. God done said what he wanted to say now. It's nothing else for me to say. I want to end with a prayer. And I pray that even in this prayer that God give me the words to say to the woman, to the man who needs to hear it. Dear God, I thank you right now for this day. Thank you again for keeping me alive, for keeping her alive, for keeping him alive. Thank you for covering us. God, I thank you right now for the power that you've placed inside of us. The power we have to speak to that mountain and tell it to move. God, I thank you for the person listening, that you will give them the courage and the faith to try you, to try it out. And God, I pray that you work on behalf of whoever it is on the other end of this prayer. And you move their mountains. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you all for being here. Thank you for listening. For real, I love y'all. For real, it's gonna be okay. We're gonna get through this. Stay hopeful. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to Brown Girls and Mental Health Podcast. Please leave us a comment, a rating, and share this episode with a friend.